Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, we got your first world problems coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. So if you want to get in on that, make sure you use the hashtag first world problems or text us anytime you want. We'll start gathering them up and then we'll have you call in. Get your voice on the radio. We would love to hear you.
All right.
We also have fun to do or fun don't coming up in about 45 minutes, 40 minutes or so. Just in case you want to know what's the hot up-and-coming products that are going to be released out there. But first, they have to make all the money so they can make the product and send it out our way.
Mm-hmm.
We were a fun do, if you missed that.
We sure were.
With the king of game.
Our first
ever.
Yeah. I had a lot of people ask me, hey, are you guys going to release some more of those card sets? Because I procrastinated and waited too long.
Yeah. Wait broke the wagon, dog.
I know. Well, eventually, that's our goal, is that, you know,
we'll sell it
in stores and stuff. That's the goal. But if you wanted the early edition, be one of the OGs, you had to have gone into our fund due.
Hmm.
So it's okay. We'll try to get it for you. Maybe we'll give some have some giveaways with that. And Big Al Mac.
Yeah, man.
You giggled when I asked you about the question you had for the show.
I guess because I'm thinking I know what y'all are going to say, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm planning a party.
I did not know.
I'm planning a going away party for my buddy. Let's give him a name. Let's call him Mike. Okay,
Mike.
Let's call him Mike.
Okay.
And so I'm planning a going away party for Mike. Mike's been here about 6 years, and we hung out back in the day. All of our friends, all of our wives, girlfriends, we hung out as group, and you know, vacation together.
Uh-huh.
Or me and Mike, Mike and I, we would just hang out every day and get a beer. You know, for 6 years. This has been my after-work guy, okay? So we're tight. I've been to his house. He's been to mine. And my mama's been to his house.
You say I love you to him?
No.
You say I love you to your
mama? But he will before he moves
around. So anyway, I'm planning this party, and it's going to be, it looks like, 9 people. And we're going to go to dinner, and it's going to be 4 couples and me. So, and we used to hang, like I said, all of us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So my question is,
what?
Oh, God.
You're not going to call and invite him.
Should I
invite
my ex-girlfriend?
Do you not see that coming?
Girlfriend. Oh,
a mile away.
Well, I don't want to ruin the radio.
We used to hang out as a group all the time. I mean, we did. That's what we would do. You know, we would go out to dinner. We'd go hang out at my bar. And this is going to be the last time as a group, at least for the foreseeable future.
Ain't she going to go see him over Labor Day?
With the new boyfriend?
Again, this will be the last time as a group.
But you're not part of the group.
It almost sounds like you just want this to have her come.
Okay, so.
Al, here's my thing. She has a boyfriend right now.
Yes.
Number one, you're impeding the relationship from continuing to grow. Number two, what if she says, oh, thank you for the invite. New boyfriend and I will be there.
Now, you laugh, but
that's what she's probably going to want to do, because that's her new boyfriend and wants to introduce him to the crew, because they're going to go vacation with them in a couple weeks anyways.
More likely than not, she'll say no, because she's got a shift.
Or that.
But don't even, no. But you've already done it, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't. And honestly, like I said, that's why I giggled, because I knew. As I was writing this in my blog, I'll backtrack a little bit. I was like, no, this is just stupid.
It is.
Yeah. This is stupid. I was writing it in my blog. And the fact that it says, I kind of sort of know the answer to this before I ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Blah, 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 blah. And so then my last paragraph was, this was stupid. This is just stupid.
At least you worked it out.
It was. And you know what? Yeah. This is the lesson. I said, if you have something that you're struggling with, write it down. We talk about this in Love Letters to Kelly sometimes. Write it down and read it back to yourself.
Yes.
And see how stupid it sounds.
Yes.
Because as I did this, I said, no, this is stupid.
Yes.
This is the stupidest thing, the stupidest idea maybe of all time that you've had. And I've had some bad ideas.
No, it's not the stupidest. It is bad.
Yeah.
The show content-wise, go for it.
Thanks for thinking for the show.
Thinking about the show, JC. But life-wise, not a good move.
Yeah.
We did get a text message from Kid Nation member who's on point with it.
Okay.
And we all believe this. Al, you're looking for reasons to be around Dr. X-Girlfriend. And you're 100%, and you have been doing this for the last 6 months. You're looking for reasons or ways.
No, I don't think so. But the first part of what you said is accurate. I may have been looking for a reason. But I do realize that this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll go one step farther. Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid idea.
It was also a stupid idea not to hang out with that girl that sent you them legs.
Oh, dude, you saw that?
I saw that because you posted it.
This girl, attractive young lady.
How do you know? You know her? Oh, okay.
I've met her.
I thought it was a random.
No,
random legs. You know what this girl, the torso, you know what that looks like.
And she sent me a picture of her in a lounge chair at a pool, and she's got nice legs.
Yeah.
And she sent me a picture of her.
We're not sure about her pedicure.
But her toes are curled under like talons or something.
Oh. Mysterious. Jenna, that's saying something.
Well, that's just what you do when you need to get
a pedicure.
It looked like when Al got his wax at the diplomat on our family vacation, how his toes were curled. That's what her feet were doing.
Yes. Yeah, she could have a small animal inside between her toe and her foot. She's curling her toes.
You should have gone with the towel.
Yeah. But they're and I told her, I said, you know what? You gonna send me a picture like that? I'm gonna let the world see it. So I posted.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't have nothing else to do.
You don't get a lot of photos like that?
No.
People don't send you photos?
Every once in a while, not a lot.
But why wouldn't you want to go lay next to her at this pool? She's got good legs. She's a good looking girl.
Over his ex.
I was tired, JC. I had to go take a nap. I told her,
nap by the pool.
In a lounge chair.
That's what girls love to hear. I can't hang out with you, even though I have nothing going on right now, because I got a nap.
And the private photo I sent you, you're going to put on Facebook. That's also what they love.
He's not over his ex, so
I'm
that's
over
where
it.
We're...
I'm
you're
over
no-
it.
Ow.
I'm over it.
Ow. Don't lie I'm to all it. Of us right now.
I'm over it. Over it, over it, over it.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can just start calling me over it.
Denial's not just the river, Al. You know what I mean?
I found the one, you found denial.
What are the odds that Al will...
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. In fact, I'm going to...
Al, this is what I know because I've been in your shoes, but you even group texting when she's on the group text. That's a way to reach out. Because you could easily eliminate her and just text.
Start your own.
I took myself out of it.
You did. Remember, that was a big move for me.
Promise to let us know when you do.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay, well, just promise to let us know when you do.
I'm not
going to
do it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take legs. Maybe I'll take leg girl.
You won't even go hang out with her.
I was tired yesterday.
Oh,
but, you know,
goodness.
I might. Yeah, I'll take somebody.
What about Mitch? Why don't you invite Mitch, your new buddy?
Mitch is in Tennessee.
That's okay.
Well, you're going to have to get a closer friend.
Mitch
is in Tennessee. Dr. Girlfriend's in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah. But you will.
What's your point?
Well, you wanted to invite her.
You wanted to invite her.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's my point.
Oh.
What's your point? Well, you got it out, Al. Now we know.
Got it out.
Yeah. We verified it was a dumb question.
Yes.
You knew the answer to that question.
Yes. That question has a blue check mark next to it. Verified stupid.
But again, as far as the show goes, great. Great if you do it. Kid Nation, we want to get into your first world problems. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And look, hey, you feel bad complaining. I know. I understand. There's way worse things going on out there in the world.
Right?
That's why we want to give you this platform to get it off your chest. And first world problems are those dumb problems you're having.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it and you go, man, that's dumb. I shouldn't say it out loud. That's what we want to hear. First world problems is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
We want to hear them, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
You know, you feel kind of stupid complaining about it, but this is a form to do it right here. First world problems, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is a story I saw online, and the Sun's reporting it, that apparently a lot of women in the United States are having an issue with their money getting too sweaty in their bras and restaurants and stores not accepting that money.
How many women are keeping it there?
Apparently enough to where people are making signs everywhere.
# boob world problem.
Because it's so hot outside, I guess some women put the money in the brassiere.
Yeah.
And got sweaty, so people are no longer accepting that money, and those people are upset.
I mean, I've only ever done that if I'm like walk in, my dog, to the store, and I have cash, and maybe, I don't know, I put it in my pants, like against my hip.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to put it right there in your bra next to your cigarettes and your cell phone.
Nope. No longer accepted at a lot of places, Al.
And your keys.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this was a rampant problem.
Yeah. And that's where they're reporting. And they also will not accept sweaty foot cash, because people put it in their socks. So no sweaty foot cash and no sweaty boob cash.
I don't want
our money's
cash.
So nasty anyway.
It's 100% nasty.
I don't even think
that's
about
the
it.
Thing. Think about where the money's been.
Yeah. From the text.
Yeah.
Ashton out there in Savannah wrote us and said, I drove my mom's car and needed to parallel park. She doesn't have a backup camera, so I had to try and park without it. Had traffic backed up for half a mile.
Oh, no.
Only to give up and just go home. Hashtag first world problem.
That's so defeating when you came from that far. You say,
it's hard.
You forget it.
It's so much pressure when there's people around.
That backup cameraman makes all the difference. I can finally do it.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I can say. I can hang my hat on this. I'm a good parallel parker. I can hang my hat.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I think I'm decent. I'm better with smaller cars. My truck's a little bit more difficult. But
I used to drive a school bus. I could parallel park a school bus.
That's awesome.
Man, I had to barrel a park a meat truck once. I used to drive a meat truck when I worked for a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I hit a pole.
Hey.
That was the worst day of my life. Because I had to pay for it. Everybody was watching.
Spoiled meat.
Spoiled meat. From the text, I had to remove my ice maker from my freezer because I have too many frozen filet mignons in there. Hashtag first world problems.
Take the ice maker out. Get some steaks.
Have us over for some steaks, man. Hey, Sydney.
Hi. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We want to hear your first world problem.
So I have an eyelash extension appointment at 11 today.
Yeah.
And I'm going on vacation immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
But I still have to go to work until 10:30.
Work always gets in the way.
Impact day.
I know.
Does get in the way of life, doesn't it?
Where are you going on vacation? Where are you going on vacation?
I'm going going to Dallas. I'm from Iowa.
Oh,
hey.
Well, come by and see us at the show.
I've actually talked to my parents about doing that. So, just a heads up.
All right.
We'll be here.
Look for the girl with the pretty lashes.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right? We'll see you Friday.
Just keep batting them eyes at us. We'll see you. Thank you, Sydney. We'll see you soon. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey. Oh, my God. So, I'm from Iowa, too.
No.
Hey. I own the house. So, what's your first world problem?
I almost got into a car accident because I was looking at my own cleavage.
Boobs just looking so good, you can't take your eyes off it.
Are you having a good boob day today?
Yeah, every day, but...
Hey,
my girl.
Every day.
What are you doing next Friday?
Wait, I want to know what you're wearing right now at this time of day you have cleavage.
A V-neck. A deep V.
A deep V.
A deep V.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah. Deep V for the double D.
Hey.
You rock it, girl.
Yeah, you go, girl. You come by and see us too, okay?
Okay.
So cute.
Oh my gosh, she'll laugh at all your jokes.
Yeah, I love her.
Are you single, Jennifer?
No.
It's
okay. It doesn't
I'm
stop
married.
Al.
All right, bye, girl.
Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Let your husband enjoy those.
All right, no need flirting with you.
Have a great day, Jennifer. Thank you.
Wasting a perfectly good flirt.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
It's okay. You need practice.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, from the text, I'm a 5'4" woman, and I just got a nice 6-inch lifted truck with those steps that fold out.
Ooh, yeah.
Those are cool. Al, your truck has that. I love that thing. But yesterday, the steps stopped working, so now I have to carry a stool to get in.
That's awesome.
Hashtag first world problems. Mm. I would love to see that.
How do you pick the stool back up to get it? Because you have to have it to get it in the next time.
You get in and you just bend over, grab it, boom.
That's
a lot of work. Yeah, I know.
It's tough.
That's why it's a first world problem. She still has a dope truck.
Yeah.
That fixed.
Ellie gave us a parent first world problem.
Okay.
My kid has only watched Netflix his whole life. He's 6 now. We got DirecTV, finally.
Good.
And he was destroyed by the idea of having to watch commercials.
Right.
Hashtag first world problems.
What are these things? Are these little short shows?
Yeah, kids don't get it. Because now you can record all the shows and fast forward. But when my kids are watching live TV, they freak out. Like, why do I have to watch these things? Because that's life.
Yeah,
that's life, children. Commercials are life.
Life is life.
Sometimes you just have to do things and watch things you don't want to see. Hey, Nicolette.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I finally made it through this time.
Yeah, you did. Welcome to the show. We want to hear your first world problem.
Shout out, Stacey. I'm Mexican.
Oh, shout out. That's right.
Yeah, so I just moved into the 19th floor high-rise with panoramic views of the city, and the sunrise wakes me up way too early because it's so bright inside of my apartment.
Oh, that is a first world problem.
So sorry.
Dang, 19th floor?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. Views over the ocean. It's awesome. But it's really too bright.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah. Good. And shout out Trey. I'm an Aggie. Oh. Shout out Jenna. I love fittish.
Thank you.
Everybody gets a shout out.
Yeah.
Nope, not everybody.
Can you now please? Yeah, give a shout out to Kelly.
Kelly, I love Backstreet Boys.
Thank you.
I'm the one who messaged you about the wedding stuff for Walking Down the Aisle.
Yes.
And also the Best Buy coupons.
Aww. Oh, look at that.
The Bed Bath & Beyond. Bed Bath & Beyond.
Thank you.
And Big Al Mac would like a shout out as well.
Big Al's the last one you got.
Yep.
Big Al, I went to the McKinney Avenue Tavern. I lived in Dallas. I saw you there having lunch, and I thought it was more respectful to like let you have your lunch time than to go and say hi to you.
That's nice. But you opened a bar for the appearances.
Right. You can say hi anytime.
Yeah, especially because you're a hot Latina.
You missed me. Love you. Thank you.
Nicolette, enjoy your new apartment. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Invest in some blackout curtains.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, right?
You gotta get those when you live up that high, I guess. What's up, Ethan?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You have something in common with Kelly.
Yeah, I forgot to set my alarm last night, so I literally have been up for about 30 minutes and completely skipped breakfast.
Yeah, don't let it ruin your day, though.
Yeah.
Because I've done that before.
No, never.
Kelly doesn't let it ruin hers.
Yeah, you got to get past it. Like, the day didn't start like I was planning, but we can turn it around.
That's right. We have a rule at work that if you wake up late and you show up late to the office, that you're supposed to bring breakfast.
That makes you later.
But that's Kelly Raspberry is a bit killer and didn't
do it. That's not a rule.
I'm glad I know that next time I'm late.
It is a rule.
It's never been a rule.
It's always been a rule.
Big Al got his butt chewed out the day he was running late for work, that he stopped and got coffee for himself.
But he got some for everyone.
For himself.
You might have been more forgiving, right?
I start my day without coffee, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay, how late I am.
That's right. We were expecting our breakfast. We could have had you on the phone.
Oh, well.
Oh. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about y'all?
Doing awesome. You have some intel about this boob sweat cash?
Yes. I've worked in the bank for 13 years, and I must say, the boob sweat's horrible. Mm. The sock sweat is worse.
And that's the guys, right?
Yeah.
Usually?
Yes. The men will keep it in their wallet, and it's in their back pocket, so it's exposed to everything, and they spit on it constantly, so it's got dirt and grime. And if there's any kind of accident in the oil field, there's usually oil and...
T-cash is gross.
Never thought you'd need latex. Here we are. Latex gloves to work at a bank.
I didn't realize the boob sweat cash was such a problem. We just got a text message from someone that says their son works at GameStop, and they have a rule that they don't accept wet money.
Wow.
That's a lot of...
But, like, how many little kids are going in there with wet money?
They don't have a wallet, I guess.
So much that you have to make a rule against it.
I guess so.
That's so funny
to me. I'm telling you, there's a lot of places putting up those signs that say no, none of that sweat money.
So we're in Mexico, and people are in the pool bar, and people put money in their bathing suits, and they tip in wet money.
That's chlorine water. Which is killing the germs.
People are keeping money in their bathing suits, getting in
so
the
they
pool.
Can tip at the pool in Mexico, you tip
the
bartender.
Why don't you leave it dry like a regular person?
Because I don't want it to get stolen. I put it in my pocket. I go in the ocean. I go
in
the pool with it.
I do it all the time.
Never done it.
That's acceptable wet money.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it dry out if you need to on the table or whatever.
Well, maybe we need a little mobile money dryer.
Oh, there's your
money-making idea.
Yep.
Full of them.
V wrote us and said on the text, it said, just purchased a 2018 82-inch TV.
Oh!
Whoa!
Nice!
Product is so new.
Nice, V!
But I'm having a hard time finding a stand. I had it for 3 weeks, and it's still in the box.
You gotta mount that, right?
Oh, dude.
You
gotta mount that
thing. There's no way you're gonna find a stand.
Save that.
I need a double mount.
Yeah, save that, too.
Double mount.
Where would you...
82 inch? Well, I mean,
well, you
I don't even
wall,
have a space big enough.
That's
a,
you have to have a really
or a media room,
a really large dresser that's really, really wide.
You can't mount. You have to put that on the wall, right?
Mine's 70. I think I'm S mounted on dresser. On
you stand. Have it on a stand? Wow.
Yep. No mount.
No mount.
Hi, Diana.
No mount.
Hey, JC, how are you?
Doing excellent. What's your first world problem?
So, we just bought a house, and it's a lot bigger than our old house. And I'm a teacher, so I don't work during the summer. So, in order to save money, we decided that we wouldn't use the cleaning lady over the summer, and I would clean my own house. And so, I cleaned my house the other day for the first time in years, and my body still hurts. Every bone in my body hurts, and I swear I dislocated my hip. It was awful.
I'm sorry.
Wow, cleaning injury.
So
they say cleaning is one of the best ways to burn calories.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're just
if you do it right.
If you do it right, yeah. Or dislocate your hip like Diana. Thank you, Diana.
Sorry. Hope you feel better.
My mate is bod goals. Seriously.
A lot of girls are having this issue this summer.
What?
From the text, I got super tan this summer, but now I can't wear makeup because it doesn't go with my skin tone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't have money for makeup because I spent it on the vacation where I got tan. Hashtag God. First world problem.
Real problem.
Always have two shades.
Yeah.
Two always shades? Mix in.
Yeah.
You got to.
Speaking of sun tanning. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm great. Welcome to First World Problems. What happened to you in the sun?
Well, going back to the whole chest speaking, I purchased a bathing suit that's supposed to support my chest.
Uh-huh.
And instead of it supporting it, it just gave me a really big kaleidoscope-like burn all over my chest. So now everyone is staring.
Oh. Kaleidoscope burn.
It's like a lacy kind of a cover up over the top.
Oh,
so can you text that to us?
It's all this like it's this pattern.
Wow,
I am very interested to see what this looks like. Not just because it's boobs, but what it.
Yeah, text
what, how it turned
out. I think it looks more like a skin condition, though, right?
Does it look
you
like?
You can't really tell that it's a lace pattern. It's more like
red dots everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone just thinks there's something wrong with me, as opposed to me thinking that I was doing a good thing by getting supportive boating material. No.
Boating material.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Lots of low.
Yeah.
I cake that lotion on.
Had more boob problems on this edition of First World Problems we've ever had before.
First World Boob Problems.
First World Boob
Problems. All for
boob
you, Al.
Thank you.
Yeah. You need it. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, JC?
Hi!
Hey,
dude! Hey, like your energy.
My man, hey, what's your first world problem?
Hey, I just wanted to say to all you guys, Jenna, Big Al, JC, Kelly, thank you for the positive energy. I do appreciate it. You've blessed me. I'm a critical care nurse. My wife's a critical care nurse, and I work in the ER, right?
Yeah.
And in the ER, you see a lot of first world problems. All right?
Uh-huh.
So, you won't believe this one. I was literally sitting there, and this patient comes in. He's a young pediatric boy. I go, what's your problem? He goes, well, I got my you-know-what stuck in a fidget spinner. Myself first world problem.
I love it.
Tell me the truth, though. Did you spin it before you tried to get it up? You did, didn't you?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, he was spinning it.
Little boys.
Yeah, boys.
Oh, my God.
You got to be careful
How
with boys, man.
How long was the extraction process?
That's hilarious.
Let's just say it took a little fidgeting.
Fun intended.
That is hilarious.
Oh, Eric.
Hey, man. Appreciate the call, dog.
And thank you for what you do, Eric.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Somebody's got kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell you fidget spinners are for de-stressing. I guess. Took it too literal.
Oh, man.
He wasn't stressed. He was just curious.
That's funny.
I wonder
how this would work out. Oh, man. I'm just thinking back to when I was a boy and you think about these things.
Yeah.
Now, You think JC's going to go home and try it?
Oh, yeah. You know he is.
First of all, no.
Probably already tried.
First of all, impossible.
He's probably already done it.
The fidget spinner's too big.
I wish I had a fidget spinner here, and I took it home yesterday for Chloe because she just got into them. I wanted to see, like, how...
Yeah, you could have done it.
How that,
yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you could have
done it. Yeah, you could have done it. Come on,
now you'll never know because now it's your daughter's, and that's...
Yeah, it's too weird. Can't try it now. Hey, it's time for Fun Do or Fun Don't, Kid Nation. We're going to hook you up with the coolest things that the web has to offer and see if you can help them raise the money. How would you like your very own robot?
Really?
Yeah. We all want a robot, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we'll give you the details next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation. One day closer to the weekend.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've been doing something really cool this entire week. In fact, we're doing it the entire month. Mm-hmm. Every day in July, we want to show our appreciation for the men and women serving in the military.
Yep.
You know, because you put it all out there for us. So we want you to go to KidNation.com and tell us their stories of service. You're going to nominate a hero you know and share how they're making our community a better place. Mm-hmm. And those heroes are going to be honored daily, and they're going to enjoy great prizes. And it's brought to you by Wonder Bread, proud supporter of the USO. Big Al Mack, would you like to do the honors this morning?
Sure. Today's hero is Aquinta Cook. This is submitted by her daughter, Vanessa.
Aw.
She said, I'd like to nominate my mom. She served 20 years in the Air Force, and during that time, counseled and helped so many of her airmen get through tough times, even when she was going through a divorce and raising 4 children on her own.
Wow.
After retirement, she decided to continue her service and helping heart. And is now serves as a sexual assault victims advocate.
Wow.
She also works with the local YWCA, chapel services, and hospitals on ensuring proper treatments and counseling. Aquinta Cook is our service person of the day.
That's right, Aquinta.
For your service.
Yay.
Wow, what a great woman.
And thank you, Vanessa, for your story about your mom. That's great. And again, go to KidNation.com and tell us about your service person that you'd like to nominate.
Boom.
I need to do more.
Yeah, right?
Good things.
Every time we read one of these, I'm like, I don't do enough. I don't do anything.
I need to do more. I
need to do something.
And this is why this is a good thing.
Yeah.
You throw it out there and you inspire others to do more, which is what we want to do. Speaking of being inspired...
Yeah.
Let's get inspired about creating things and maybe some products.
Oh, you're talking about fun do or fun don't?
Yeah, let's do fun do or fun don't, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
This is where we share with you what's going on in the interwebs. All the cool products coming out.
Okay.
You go to those fundraising type websites and you see, hey, we're asking for this much money and we're going to give you this product right here. This could be the next best thing in the world.
Great thing.
Yeah.
You never know.
Our first one is the Rimec Retro Bluetooth Mechanical Keyboard. We've all seen the Bluetooth keyboards for our computers and tablets, right?
Yeah.
But this is a typewriter Bluetooth keyboard. Like the old school one, how they used to write in the, for the newspaper and all that good stuff. Inspired by mechanical keyboard and vintage typewriters, this is the perfect desktop combination for writers, designed for anyone who wants to have a more satisfying typing experience.
Mm.
Rimec is designed with inspiration from typewriters in the 1950s, giving you that clicking sensation under your fingers as you type.
I think that's so cool.
You like that?
I love it. Well,
retro's really, really in right now.
Record player, everything, but I love
cassettes are back, typewriters making the comeback right here.
Okay.
And that's how I learned to type.
I did too.
Oh, man, we had fancy electric typewriters. We had
this. You don't need whiteout.
Oh.
No, you don't need whiteout on this one. Yeah, that sucked when you messed up. Yeah. And you didn't have whiteout. You couldn't afford it, so you had to start over.
Except it's really annoying if you're trying to sleep and someone's typing.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate the loud keys.
But I do love the clicking. There's something soothing
when
about
you're
the clicking
doing
sound.
It.
Yes.
It feels good.
Yes.
It's like, I created that letter.
How much are they looking for?
Their goal is to raise $20,000, Big Al Mac.
That's not terrible. I'd go ahead and fun do on
You're
that.
Fun doing on that bad boy
I
right
love
there.
It. I love it.
You guys want to go old school? Kelly's
sure,
in as well.
Why not?
Jenna, are you in on the old school?
I like it, yeah.
She likes it. 2 days left to raise that $20,000.
Uh-huh.
So far, Rimec has raised $254,638.
That's a fun do, right?
That's a full-on fun do. That's big-time fun do. Wow.
You like that, Kayla? I might get you one for Christmas.
Oh, I love it. You know, I used to be able to type over 100 words a minute.
Really?
When I was learning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you were the teacher teaching you. I don't even know. Do they teach it? Is it mandatory anymore?
So...
It was mandatory when I took it, but I think it's optional now, maybe.
Remember when Justin Bieber was here, when he was like 14 years old, when he was just starting out?
Mm-hmm.
He was really into this app where he practiced typing really fast, and he said he was taking classes back then to learn how to type.
Yeah.
So if he was doing it, I'm sure they still got it going on.
Yeah, I bet they do. I mean,
I don't know if it's mandatory everywhere, though.
Yeah.
You know? People, they're texting with their thumbs.
I know. But if they offer it, definitely use it, because it's good. You're going to need it for computer, for your computer and all that good stuff.
I wish I had stuck with it. I dropped that class. Yeah. I got up to about 20 words a minute. I said, got it.
I forgot what mine was, but I don't know if I was 100.
I can't do it now, but I was, when I was in high school.
I think I was like in the 60s, high 60s, maybe.
That's crazy.
Never in the 100s. That's pretty good, Kelly. All right, moving on.
Yep.
The Big Clapper. Now, this is a robot from Japan.
Okay.
That will cheer you up.
Yes!
And spread happiness.
Yes! Mama!
Big Clapper is a cheerful robot that induces applause with its big, soft hands.
What?
It's very simple to use. Just turn the power on and... Select the scenario. Big Clapper is ready to interact with cheerful banter and, of course, applause.
Hello.
And if you use the app,
Applity mode.
What? Performance mode.
1, 2, 3.
Clap along to the beat of your favorite music.
The Big Clapper, everybody.
It's about 3 feet tall, and it looks like
a stick.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's speaking Japanese. I think
it's
just speaking
language.
It's like robot language.
Yeah, it's
you understand
language.
1, 2, 3, but the rest of it's like a Furby almost.
Yeah. Okay, didn't really understand it, but I could tell he was happy.
How much is a Big Clapper looking for?
So their goal is $100,216.
Okay.
Kelly, it's a robot. You know, you got to need a lot of money.
It's such a random specific amount.
I know.
I'm a fun duo. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I'm a fun duo on it.
It brought me joy to watch that commercial, but I'm a fun don't.
Fun don't.
I don't know that that's necessarily... I don't know. It made me happy to watch it.
That's what it wants to do. It wants to bring happiness and joy. Jenna, you want that happy robot?
Not connecting with whatever that was. I have no idea what just happened. No, I don't want that robot.
Hey, what if you put that like in the bedroom, JC, and then after, you know,
cheer me on?
After, yeah.
Hey,
nice job. See, I'm telling you.
But then you don't understand. We'd be like, what? What? I don't know what it just said.
But it's clapping.
It's clapping. It's giving me cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Fun doing.
54 days. Al's the only fun doer on this bad boy.
Yep.
54 days left to go to raise that $100,000.
$100,000 what?
$100,216. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yes. So far, they have raised $4,074.
Yeah. It's like...
Okay.
It's cruddy, but no.
It's okay. They got 54 days. Maybe this will be the boost they need.
I need some.
Maybe there's a big investor out there that's going to throw it out there for them.
I need some clapping in my life.
Come on now.
Give me $5 a day, and I will clap
for you.
You
will clap for me? Okay. All right.
We got one more for you.
What else you got, JC?
This one's weird. The barf suit.
The what?
The barf suit.
Okay, please tell me.
When the environment and the situations around test your barf suit, it will solve your problems.
Barf suit. Clothes for extreme situation. Whatever you are, whatever you do, if the environment and the situation around test you, with barf suit, you will make sure not to mess around. Thanks to the barf suit, you can now take your barf bag, set the base in the mouth of a shirt, and fix the corner with the clips under the eyes. And you will be ready in case of an emergency, such as car sickness, seasickness, etc. But it can also be useful for your friends who drink a little too much.
Right.
And that's it. If you like this project, or you know some of your friends that could need this, please support us to develop this project and share this video. Thanks to all. Have a beautiful day.
That's a joke.
That's the barf.
Is that the Bears never give up guy?
It's the barf suit.
That's a joke.
That's not a joke. That's the barf suit.
It's...
He's
yeah.
wanting to just go a viral, right?
No, it's smart. There's people that get sick.
A barf bag built into the front of your shirt.
And then you unzip it, pull it out, and clip it on the eyeballs so that you have easy access to your barf bag.
Which rests in the what looks like a mouth.
That's
of
right.
the shirt.
And then you just put it right back in there when
okay.
you're done.
That is just as stupid as the clap, but clapper, but no. No, no, no.
You don't want a fondue on this one,
no,
Al?
No,
okay.
No.
Their goal is 1,000. Again, another random number. A goal of $1,167 for the barf suit.
See, it's so stupid that people will get on board. It's like people that did the GoFundMe for the bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Uh-huh.
While I personally wouldn't contribute, there are enough people out there who will because they think this is funny.
Novelty item, you know?
Novelty,
one of those,
yes.
One of those funny gifts
yes.
you give at Christmas time.
It'll be at Spencer's uh-huh. clearance bin.
Jenna, you down for the barf suit?
Nope.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I don't have a lot of disposable funds right now.
Yeah.
So they're looking for how much, JC?
They're looking for $1,167.
Oh, $1,000. Okay.
Yeah, $1,000.
I mean, yeah, they'll probably make that,
yeah,
right? Or
yeah.
That's sad.
I would think so.
Well, if you wanted in on this bad boy, I'm sorry, but it has ended. That campaign's done. It ended this week.
Well,
and
why
would
you tease us like that?
Because I want to share with you how much they raise.
How much?
$4.
No!
Yes, just $4 for the barf suit.
Well, they have a website.
Yeah. Barf? Oh, it's real.
Barfsuit.com.
It's a barfsuit.com. Barfsuit.
There it is.
Hello, Olga.
Hello, Olga.
The website's still up if you want to check it out.
Bears never give up.
No. I'm good.
And that's your fun do. A fun don't. Go to kidnation.com. Check them out right there if you want.
Got it.
And also nominate. A service person is with Barf. Happy season 5 Fortnite day, everybody.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Play. Hey.
So does that have anything to do with the big tournament that's going on? Or
they have a tournament every Friday night, but I'm not good enough to play in those. But I have been getting a lot of questions about Fortnite from parents and stuff. And like Cindy wrote me, a Kid Nation member, and said, hey, my 8-year-old wants to play Fortnite. Is he too young?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one question I get from people is how young
right.
should I let my kid play?
Does it have a rating?
I'm sure it does, but I haven't looked at it because I'm a grown man. So I just play whatever.
Nice. Yeah.
But
you don't need no rating.
I don't need no rating. It's not gory or anything. I told my son it's holograms because he does like to watch me play, and he watches Ninja and Daquan. But I would say I'm going to wait until my son is about 12 or 13 to
really?
Play that sort of game. Yeah, because it does involve guns. And... I know there's a difference between watching and playing, but when I do let him play, I want to be around so he doesn't get attacked by cyber bullies or docs right. or anything like that. So
gotcha.
I'm saying 12 to 13 years old. But look, I do play with – I have seen kids that are 7 years old. I've seen kids that are 9, 10. So
yeah.
they're playing out there.
Fortnite does have a gaming rating of 12 plus.
Treya does? So
yeah.
it's
there
12 plus.
Then you guessed correctly.
Oh, okay, there you go. So I waited at the right time. So, yeah. 12 to 13 is when I would let him start playing.
Okay.
But I know there's a lot of kids already playing. Just be careful with your kids because there are strangers on there. And I do like when I get matched with random kids and I say, hey, where are you from? And they go, the U.S. And I go, okay, you're being vague. Good. Not going to ask those questions. That means your parents are teaching you
so
right.
So you're doing your part.
Yeah.
Help with child predators.
No, well, actually, I was just trying to, I try to have a conversation with them and then I forget. You got to be careful with these kids and not ask them those sort of questions. Jen, I know you're excited.
Yay!
The World Cup final has been announced.
I'm excited. I also get a little melancholy.
I know, because it's almost over.
Yes.
This is one of the greatest sporting events, besides the Super Bowl. I think it's second to the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
I will say, I've been very happy with the World Cup this year, because I wasn't that hyped about it, but some of the games
right.
turned out to be really great.
They
and
were
small
good.
Countries being,
yeah.
you know... people that were expected to win. It's been exciting.
You got really good games.
It's going to be France versus Croatia.
I'm going to root for Croatia all the way.
I got to root for France because that's where my little brothers live.
Oh, that's right. Is your family going to go? Well, it's in Russia.
It's in Russia. No, they're not going to go to the World Cup, but they've been watching it
yeah.
and cheering them on. So they got to cheer for Mexico. They got ousted by Brazil, but now they got France.
I'm going to cheer for France because they never win anything.
Yeah, they always lose the wars and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and cheer for France.
Yeah. I like that Mbappe guy.
Yeah.
Mbappe. He's got a cool name.
Is that his theme song?
It should be.
Should be.
Yeah. He's like 19 years old and he's so good. Aww. But there's this story that's coming out and I totally forgot about this. Now imagine if this happened to you. This is the World Cup, happens every 4 years, yep. The biggest deal in the world. Mm-hmm. This guy named Nikola Kalinic from Croatia. They were playing in the group stages when they're trying to get into the actual tournament, the one-off games. And they asked him to go in at the end of the game when they were playing against Nigeria. And he's like, no.
Why?
I'm good.
Because he was insulted that he was being
subbed in? That's what they're saying. He was claiming, I was feeling slightly injured, but the report had no injury listed for him. And he was just, you could tell he was just hurt that he didn't start the game. And they were trying to put him in pouting. Late when they were winning. He was pouting, yeah. So he's like, no, I'm not
There's
going
no
in.
Pouting in football?
No, you don't pout in football. So they sent him home.
Oh.
And now. Well, there you go.
They sent him home, and now Croatia made its first ever World Cup final.
That'll
and
learn him.
They have the potential to win the World Cup, and he is not on the team. Well, he was sent home. Can you imagine being this dude?
Jeez.
How awful does that feel?
Do they get a ring, or do they just get money?
Again, the federation gets money, the team,
yeah,
and I think they distribute that money, but it's millions of dollars that they're winning, like hundreds of millions of dollars, I believe. That they hand out, and then the players get some of that money.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then
they go to Disney World.
And then they go to Disney World and stuff. Yeah. And I got a little bit of tidbit news for you guys.
Okay.
It's time for tidbit news.
I think grandmothers are a golden treasure, especially when it comes to technology and the hilarious things that happen because of this.
Okay.
So this grandma was in the group text with her family. And they were talking about something to where somebody sent a GIF or a GIF, however you pronounce it, of Steve Harvey just clapping. Okay. Yeah, just one of those GIFs, right?
Yeah.
So one of the family members says, yay. Another one, the mom says, bravo. And then grandma comes in and she goes, help. Who is that person clapping above? Why? And signs it Ma, because they always have to sign their text messages. And then, so the granddaughter...
I love that old people sign text messages, like we don't know who.
Yes. I know it's you, Grandma. Why do you have to put your name? So the granddaughter goes, Granny, it's a GIF. It doesn't stop. And so her sister comes in and she goes, he's clapping for you, Mom. Or that's the mom. He's clapping for you, Mom. Then some more text messages. Then Granny comes back in. OMG, yeah. So now I'm at Verizon... iOS to help in the turning of this clapping. Even if shut down, closed, it's clapping. What? So she thinks that it's still going on even if she closes her text messages.
She thinks it's just a continuous thing.
Yeah. So now they're going to troll grandma and they're saying, well, what did they say? And grandma says, Verizon guy said was totally casual about it, said it's running in a loop and said it would run itself out eventually. To which I replied, but it'll use up all its charge. And he said, no, not at all. It's having me speechless and perplexed.
She's afraid it's going to make the battery run down on her phone.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So fast forward to 5:30 p.m. because this text happened early in the morning. She writes back, it's 5:30 p.m. and he's still clapping.
Aww.
Somebody tell him to stop.
Yeah, poor grandma.
The grandma's even on a group text.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
I'm just happy that grandma's texting.
Yeah. I love grandmas on Facebook, but you always include your grandma in the group text because something hilarious like that's going to happen. In fact, and if you ever have it, send it to us on the text because we want to see it.
Did you see the video of the granddad that was trying to take a picture with an iPhone, I guess it was, of a wedding proposal? But he had the phone was turned around where he was taking a picture of him.
Aww.
So he's smiling, Kelly. He's just smiling, taking a picture. This is on the news. He's just smiling. He's like, this is so beautiful. And the couple proposed. They go, let me send a video. And it's just a video of the granddaddy's face. And he was a former photographer.
Al, you just reminded me of what happened the other night when your friend was on the news.
Because
we have a mutual friend that was on the news,
yes.
And my wife Kinsey was trying to take a picture, and I was sleeping, and I kind of hear her going, why is it not showing up on my screen? Why is it not? And then I see the flash. There's a flash, and then Kinsey starts her witch laugh. So she had it turned around, and the picture that came out was just the double chin laying back on the screen.
Oh, I know. I'm so horrified. It's the most horrifying feeling when your camera opens on you.
I want to go immediately to get plastic surgery
every
time that happens.
I am going to beg my wife to let me post this picture.
No, she won't. She can't.
Kelly, it is the funniest picture.
I can't believe she showed it to you.
Oh, she was laughing so hard.
I don't want my husband to ever see me.
I'm like, how couldn't you tell that?
Uh-uh. Oh.
picture. I'm gonna try to steal this picture. I'm
oh,
gonna
don't
it.
Do that to her.
That's what happens when you get the floor washing without Thomas.
Oh, back to that.
Yeah, my wife spent too much money floor washing. That's gonna be her punishment. Hey, but coming up next, we have part-time Justin's debut as a director.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wants to try something out.
A director?
Yeah, he wants to direct, and he's going to direct us.
Oh, boy.
We'll find out what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have asked part-time Justin to come in here, you guys.
Why? Okay.
Why?
Past Blastful.
Because he wants to be a director.
Oh. Yes, it's another part-time job I got.
Well, I've never heard you say you want to be a director.
No. Oh, I would love to. Telling people what to do and trying to get my vision to come to life? Yeah, that's the dream.
You want to be a boss.
Yeah, just to tell people what to do. But I found this Twitter post, and a guy had gotten his bot to watch over 1,000 hours of commercials for food.
Mm. For Olive Garden, right?
I don't know if it was just for Olive Garden, but it included Italian restaurants and a whole bunch of other things.
I have the tweet right here, Justin. He says, his name's Keaton Patty, and he says, I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of Olive Garden commercials and then asked it to write an Olive Garden commercial of its own.
Huh. Oh. And then it wrote the script, and it's so funny, and I thought it'd be a cool idea for us to get together and do the commercial like it's happening over the radio.
Yeah, you gotta take production into your own hands, because obviously he just has the script, and he never found anyone to do this commercial.
Okay, so now we have parts to pass out.
Okay.
So, Jenna, I would love you to be the lovely waitress.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations,
Jenna. Congratulations.
That's a big role.
Kelly, you are friend number one. Pass us to Kelly.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Congratulations. The juicy part.
Ooh.
Mike's barely in it.
We're all barely in it.
Yeah.
Okay. JC, you are going to be friend number two.
Ooh. Oh, man. I'm friend number two because I'm the oosh.
Okay, and then Big Al, you are friend number three.
All right, friend number three in the house.
Yes.
I gave it to him.
And then, what, you have one?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
Okay, and then I brought in our very own phone screener, Alicia. You are friend number four.
Congratulations, yay! Alicia.
Get over here, Alicia. Thank okay, you, all right. So y'all ready for... Wait, can I get...
Announcer?
Me, I'm the announcer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can you give me that director's chair out there?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Okay, oh, yeah, you got to listen to him.
No way.
Yeah. Justin,
I just need to sit down.
I have a question, director. Uh-huh. Are we friends? Because I noticed you have two guys and two girls as friends. Are we on a double date or are we just friends?
We need to get a new character.
Yeah, so don't touch that. Huh? You need to know the scene. This is a double date.
Okay, we're on
and
double date.
Your director's chair is getting in the way of Alicia using the microphone.
I'm used to it, so it's fine.
She's got it. It's fine.
Really fine because... Do you want us to read the... Are you going to read the directions?
Yes. I'm reading the side directions.
Okay.
And
okay.
As a director.
Again, Teresa, this was a bot. So essentially a computer robot made this commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the computer robot also wrote the side directions?
Yes, it did. It wrote the side directions as well.
The whole thing.
The computer wrote this like a person would.
This is why robots are scary, because they could take our jobs, and now they're showing that they can even take the director and script writing jobs.
I love how this is going to go, because this is like when I order a t-shirt with a phrase from Asia.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. Can I get some restaurant atmospheric sound, please?
Does that make me the director of sound engineering?
It just... Can you just press the button?
That's your employee.
What?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. All right. You know, wait. Do we have Italian music?
Yeah. You want that?
Yeah. Can we add that in there, too?
I'm
gonna get a little bit lower.
Okay, yeah,
I'll lower. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
A group of friends laugh at the dinner table. A waitress comes to deliver what could be considered food.
Pasta nachos for you.
We see the pasta nachos. They're warm and defeated.
The menu is here.
Lasagna wings with extra Italy.
We see the lasagna wings. They're more Italy than necessary.
I shall eat Italian citizens.
Unlimited stick.
We see the unlimited stick. It is infinite. It is all.
Leave without me. I'm home.
Gluten Classico from the kitchen.
We, the Gluten Classico, we believe the waitress that it is from the kitchen. We have no reason not to believe. Friend 4 says nothing.
What's wrong, Friend 4?
Friend 4 says nothing.
Friend 4, what is wrong, Friend 4?
Friend 4 smiles. Her mouth is full of secret soup. Whoa. Announcer with the wet voice.
Who's the announcer? You didn't sign that part.
No. Me.
It's him.
Oh. Olive Garden. When you're here, you're here. Oh.
I like that commercial.
It's such effective. A good... I want Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, friend four. Alicia, you did so good.
So good.
Gosh, I was made for this role. Stay in there, look pretty, and smile.
Yeah.
Unlimited stick.
When you're here, you're here.
There you go.
It's so interesting.
It's crazy. A robot wrote this.
It is.
A robot.
How are those Italian citizens?
No, they're pretty good. A little meaty, but whatever.
Does a robot get paid? I mean, he's got to be
warm
a tag,
and right? defeated. I love that. Warm and defeated pasta nachos.
Olive Garden. When you're here, you're here.
It's like the tagline I came up with for our family for my vacation in Mexico. That life is life.
Life is life.
Life is life.
Life is life.
That was alcohol.
Yeah, I was drunk when I came up with that.
You should be scared. You could be replaced by the robot.
I know. I like that a lot. We should do that more often. Can we get a bot somewhere?
Yes, to write our own commercials.
Yeah, a bot to write commercials.
How do you get a bot?
Or what if, I don't know how you get a bot. Show. Why don't we ask this guy how he got his bot?
I mean, is it that easy to get a bot?
I force a bot to watch over, where do you get a bot at?
Yeah, you would have to force
one. Best Buy or something?
No, you build one.
We can get a big old bot.
Hell yeah!
I'm going to buy me a bot.
There you go.
You beat out to it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry, are we doing bot puns?
Bot. All right, we're doing King of Bots.
Okay.
Botany.
Big body butt. Hose.
Big. What?
Yeah, that's good.
Big body bot.
My bot is a wonderland.
I'll never get it.
My neck. My bot.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be a song lyric, Kel.
I like big bots and I cannot lie. Yeah.
That was the first one. Yeah. Doing the bot.
Ring my bottle pot. Ring my bottle, bop, bang, bang.
What was that? Which one was that?
That was a Pussycat Doll song.
No, which one?
No, it's called Bottle Pop.
It's the B-side.
It's the B-side. It didn't do so well, but they did a great job at performing it
for
New Year's
Eve. Drop
it
like it's
bot. Oh,
that's good. I want to see you out that door, baby. Bop, bop, bop.
Bot-ish. It's going down. That one, the Nelly song?
What?
It's getting bot in here.
I like a bot. That
was so bad.
Somebody already do. I can ask.
I like a bot.
A bot. A bot.
What if we took foreign commercials and just put it on Google Translate and that could be our bot for now until we found a real bot?
That would be perfect. Let's do that.
So we got to find scripts from foreign countries, Google Translate, and then recreate.
Well, that's a lot of work.
No, it's not. It's copy and paste, literally.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Well, I don't have to
two clicks of a button.
Okay. Anybody say Big Al do that?
No.
No? Yeah.
There you go.
It just sounds like a lot of work.
Justin's the director.
Boom.
Of these commercials.
Yeah, but I'll find a writer.
And also a bot.
Okay,
we need a bot for show.
All right. Well, this was fun. Thank you for playing along with my bit.
And
Thank you. That was cute.
MVP, Alicia. I mean, wow.
That's
way down. Running with mystery.
Sounds easy to me. What
you
knocked
it out of the park.
Secret soup.
What was that secret soup?
We'll never know. Yeah.
Infinite stick.
Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here.
I want some of that infinite stick.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.